Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. So, are you enjoying some tasty mooncakes? Well, this is the season to eat mooncakes and, of course, spend time with your family. It is Mid-Autumn Festival. Well, in another part of the world, Mid-Autumn Festival looks just a little bit different. We're going to learn more about this in today's lesson, which is called the Dai Hong Fire Dragon Dance. And the question I have for you today is, how long does the Fire Dragon Dance last? How long does the Fire Dragon Dance last? Friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson, and let's see if we can answer this question. Follow me.
The Dai Hong Fire Dragon Dance, a mid-autumn festival tradition. Today, people throughout Asia are celebrating Mid-Autumn Festival. For many, this means eating mooncakes, enjoying festive lanterns, and spending time with family. But in the small area of Hong Kong known as Dai Hong, Mid-Autumn Festival is synonymous with the Fire Dragon Dance, which lasts for 3 days. For more than 100 years, the people of Dai Hong have held this spectacle during Mid-Autumn Festival. What started in the 19th century as a way to rid the fishing village of Dai Hong of bad luck has become a cultural treasure.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 festive 这个形容词 F-E-S-T 这个字根有节日的意思所以 festive 是指节庆的与节日有关的或者是充满节日气氛的例如 during this festive season you can hear Christmas carols everywhere you go 在这个欢庆的季节你到哪里都可以听到圣诞颂歌或者是 festive food such as turkey, ham and pumpkin pie is mom's specialty节庆食物例如火鸡、火腿和南瓜派都是妈妈的拿手菜。它的名词是 festival, F-E-S-T-I-V-A-L, 意思就是节日。例如 the Dragon Boat Festival 就是指端午节。继续我们看的是 synonymous, 这个形容词 S-Y-N 这个字首有一起的意思。所以 synonymous 是指同义的或者是等同的。注意它的重音是在第二个音节念成 synonymous。如果要说明等同于什么的话是用 with 这个介系词例如 For many kids, fast food is synonymous with gourmet 对许多小孩而言素食等同于美食或者是 The word genuine is synonymous with sincere when you use it to describe people's feelings genuine 真心的和 sincere 真诚的如果是用来形容人的感情的话是同义字
Well, it's that time of year to celebrate Mid-Autumn Festival. Gabe, what are you looking forward to most about this season?
Well, let me tell you, Rebecca, the best thing about Mid-Autumn Festival is that we get to take time off work because it is a holiday.
Oh, yeah. It's always nice to get some time off work. What about those mooncakes? Do you enjoy eating mooncakes?
Yes. Yes, Rebecca. That is the second best thing about Mid-Autumn Festival. Hey, speaking of mooncakes, what is your favorite flavor? What's your favorite kind of mooncake? Is it the kind with the pineapple filling or the egg yolk and shredded pork?
No, definitely not that one. I do enjoy the pineapple, and I do not like the durian mooncake.
What? There's a durian mooncake?
Well, let me tell you what happened. I was walking around Taipei Main Station one time, and they were giving out samples of mooncakes.
Yeah.
And there just happened to be a sample of a durian mooncake, so I tried it, and I didn't really like it that much.
Well, I guess you can make a mooncake with any kind of flavor you want.
It definitely seems to be that way.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we are talking about Mid-Autumn Festival, but we're talking about a very specific tradition, the Daihong Fire Dragon Dance. This is a Mid-Autumn Festival tradition in another part of the world.
Exactly. So that's what we're going to be focusing on in all of the lesson today. Not about mooncakes or other things, but this dragon dance. Okay, we read here, today people throughout Asia are celebrating Mid-Autumn Festival. For many, this means eating mooncakes, enjoying festive lanterns, and spending time with family. And of course, we were just talking about that, those things we enjoy about Mid-Autumn Festival. But before we move on to the dragon dance, let's take a look at this phrase at the beginning of this sentence. For many, this means. What does that mean?
Yeah, let's talk about that sentence pattern. Now, you can use this sentence pattern when you want to specifically identify someone or something that the sentence before was describing. So, for example...
Well, for another example of how to use this sentence pattern, maybe you think of rainy days. Some people like to enjoy rainy days. For Rebecca, this means sitting inside, reading a book with a cup of tea and maybe playing with her kitten Mittens. For me, it means going out with some friends to the theater to watch a movie.
You definitely got that right. On a rainy day, I will definitely be home reading a book, watching a movie, and drinking a cup of tea or hot chocolate.
Exactly. And the point is that for us, we're different people, so it means different things for us. When I think of a rainy day, I think of going out to a movie. When you think of a rainy day, you might think of staying inside, right?
Exactly. Well, let's continue on. But in the small area of Hong Kong, known as Daihong, Mid-Autumn Festival is synonymous with the Fire Dragon Dance, which lasts for 3 days. Now, let's talk about that word synonymous with. This just means that two things are so closely connected that when you think of one thing, you might think of the other thing as well.
Exactly. So Michelle was talking about how in a friendship, the words genuine and sincere are synonyms, right? Genuine is synonymous with sincere. You could say that being online is synonymous with being on the internet, because if you're online, you're using the internet.
Exactly. And I just saw the answer to the question I asked earlier. How long does the Fire Dragon Dance last? And the answer is, Gabe?
It lasts for 3 days.
Exactly.
Well, we have more to learn here. For more than 100 years, the people of Daihong have held this spectacle during Mid-Autumn Festival. Now, what is a spectacle?
A spectacle is just a public event or a show that's very exciting to watch.
Exactly. We might even use the adjective form. It's spectacular. What a spectacular show, right? We continue here. What started in the 19th century as a way to rid the fishing village of Daihong of bad luck has become a cultural treasure. Wow, that sentence is a mouthful.
Yeah, there's a lot here. But I like that sentence pattern. What started as one way has become something else. You could use this when you basically want to say that something began a certain way, but over a period of time, it's changed to be something else.
Exactly. Well, friends, we do have more to learn about the Daihong Mid-Autumn Festival, but right now, let's go to the
InfoCloud.
Hello, friends. Welcome to InfoCloud. Carolyn, have you ever been afraid of something?
Well, sure. I remember being afraid when I saw a bear near my high school.
That's definitely something to be afraid of. But sometimes people have an irrational fear of certain objects or events, and we have a word for that, superstition.
A superstition is an irrational belief that something can influence an unrelated event. Many superstitions are related to bad luck.
And people who have superstitions can be described as superstitious, which is the adjective form of superstition. What are some well-known superstitions, Carolyn?
Well, some people think if you walk underneath a ladder, you will have bad luck. Or if a black cat crosses in front of you while you're walking, you'll have bad luck.
Of course, ladders and black cats have nothing to do with luck, good or bad.
Other superstitions claim that certain numbers are unlucky, like the number 4 because it sounds similar to the word for death in Chinese, or the number 13, and of course, the nerve-wracking day, Friday the 13th.
There are also superstitions related to getting rid of bad luck or causing good things to happen. The Dai Hong Fire Dragon Dance in Hong Kong started as a way to rid a village of bad luck after the people there suffered from multiple disasters.
Did the Fire Dragon Dance actually have anything to do with getting rid of the bad luck? Probably not. That's just a superstition.
Superstition 就是迷信，它的形容词是 superstitious， 就是迷信的。Are you superstitious? 你是个迷信的人吗？东方人跟西方人有不同的迷信。中国人不喜欢4这个数字，因为听起来像死，而西方人不喜欢13，尤其是 Friday the 13th， 13号星期五。很多人认为那一天一定会有不好的事情发生。还有 ladders， 梯子。很多人认为如果你从梯子底下走过去，你就会有坏运气。另外 black cats 黑猫也会带来霉运，如果哪一天你走在路上有一只黑猫从你面前走过，你就要小心了。其实这些都是 superstition， don't be superstitious。 这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are talking about Mid-Autumn Festival. Now for me, Mid-Autumn Festival means eating mooncakes. Well, actually, I don't really eat a lot of mooncakes, but I know they're pretty common or quite popular during this season.But in other parts of the world, Mid-Autumn Festival is celebrated a little differently. Well, let's learn more about this Fire Dragon Dance right now.
The Dai Hong Fire Dragon Dance. Each year, a 67-meter dragon is constructed out of straw.The fire of the fire dragon is supplied by more than 70,000 incense sticks, which are lit and strung along the dragon's back and head. It takes hundreds of people to parade the burning dragon through the streets because it is so long and heavy. They take turns lifting the dragon's body as it dances through the streets. The most robust men among the grouphave the honor of supporting the 48-kilogram head and leading the dragon in its dance. It is truly a sight to behold.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 incense 这个名词。Incense 在这里是指宗教仪式上所烧的香，它是一个不可数名词。例如 the smell ofBurning incense makes me dizzy. 烧香的味道让我头晕。或者是 the monk lit the incense and began his rituals. 这位僧侣点上了香，开始了他整套仪式。Incense 也只用来熏香的香。例如 these incense sticks are manufactured especially for aromatherapy. 这种香是专门为香味疗法所制造的。最后我们看的是 robust 这个形容词。Robust 是指强壮的、结实的，或者是精力充沛的。例如 Howard is almost 80, but he's still robust and active. Howard 已经年近八旬，但是还是既强壮又活跃。或者是 these robust working boots are quite durable. 这些结实的工作靴非常耐穿。Robust 也指蓬勃发展的。例如 the country's robust economy attracted many foreign investors. 这个国家蓬勃发展的经济吸引了许多国外的投资者。And now let's get back to our teachers.
On this next section, we're learning more about this fire dragon dance. We learn each year a 67-meter dragon is constructed out of straw. So it's made out of straw. The fire of the fire dragon is supplied by more than 70,000 incense sticks, which are lit and strung along the dragon's back and head.
So Wow. A lot goes into this dragon, a lot goes into making this dragon, and of course that is why it is such a spectacle. It's such a big thing, the 67-meter long dragon and 70,000 incense sticks along the back of this dragon.
That's a lot of incense sticks.
Wow.
Well, we read it takes hundreds of people to parade the burning dragon through the streets because it is so long and heavy. Now let's talk about that phrase, it takes something to do something. Now when I think about this phrase, I think that you can use this when you're trying to identify or describe how much of a weight or how much of something you need to do something else.
That's right, and often you will use a number with this phrase. Like in our sentence, it takes hundreds of people to parade the burning dragon. A couple of months ago, we had to get a new AC in our house. And it was one of those big ACs with two units, right? And so it took two people to install the air conditioner. I think it would have been too much work for one person to do it. It needed two people. So we could say it took two people.
And since we're talking about this dragon, it takes hundreds of people to parade the burning dragon through the streets because it's so long and heavy. They take turns lifting the dragon's body as it dances through the streets. Let's talk about that phrase, to take turns. This just means that one person does something for a little while, and then someone else steps in, and they do it for a little while. So they take turns.
It's kind of like what we do here at Studio Classroom. I talk for a little while, Rebecca talks for a little while. We take turns teaching different points, right? Well, you can also use this phrase when you're playing a game. Whose turn is it? Well, let's take turns. And also it makes me think of people, maybe two guards who have to guard a certain place. Maybe they take turns. One can sleep while the other is on guard.
So imagine you have this big dragon. Mm-hmm. There are hundreds of people who are trying to carry this very long, heavy dragon. Well, they have to take turns lifting that dragon's body and moving it through the streets. I guess helping it to dance a little bit.
Exactly. Actually, have you seen this before, Rebecca, here in Taipei at all? There are dragon dances around this time of year in a lot of Asian countries.
Oh, and you know, they have like that, the loud music.
Yes, and all the firecrackers.
Yes, I have seen a dragon parade. Is that what you call it?
The dragon parade or dragon dance. Yeah, exactly. With all the drums. It's kind of a big show. Yes, a big spectacle, and it is definitely very loud.
Well, we learned something else here. The most robust men among the group have the honor of supporting the 48-kilogram head and leading the dragon in its dance. Let's take a look at this phrase, to have the honor, or the honor of doing something. This just means that you have the opportunity to do something that other people don't get to do, and it makes you feel really happy and proud.
For example, when the celebrity came to visit, he had the honor of driving the celebrity from the airport to the concert hall. And he had the honor of driving the celebrity back to the airport.
Exactly. And the last sentence says, it is truly a sight to behold. And if something is a sight to behold, that means that it's very impressive and it's worth looking at or worth watching. However, Gabe, I was under the impression that the fire dragon dance, maybe it is really a sight to behold, but it had some interesting history.
Well, I'm sure, yes, it does have some interesting history. We obviously didn't have enough time to write about it in our lesson. However, it's a sight to behold. That phrase is actually synonymous with spectacle, that word spectacle, right? A spectacle is something that's really amazing to watch. It is a sight to behold.
And you know what else is definitely a sight to behold?
What is that, Rebecca?
A review skit.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I just love those review skits.
Today, people throughout Asia are celebrating Mid-Autumn Festival.
Yeah, for many, this means enjoying festive lanterns and spending time with family.
And eating mooncakes. I love mooncakes.
But in my small area of Hong Kong, the Mid-Autumn Festival is synonymous with the Fire Dragon Dance.
Oh, is that an old tradition?
Yes, for more than 100 years, the people of Tai Hung have held this spectacle. It lasts for 3 days.
Oh, how did the tradition begin?
Well, it started out as a way to rid the fishing village of bad luck. Now it has become a cultural treasure.
So, how do people celebrate the Fire Dragon Dance?
Oh, each year a 67-meter dragon is constructed out of straw.
That's a long dragon! Why is it called a fire dragon?
A fire is supplied by more than 70,000 incense sticks.
Wow, that's a lot of incense.
Yes, it is. The sticks are lit and strung along the dragon's back and head.
Wow, the dragon must be heavy.
It is. It takes hundreds of people to parade the burning dragon through the streets.
Hundreds of people?
Yes. Villagers take turns lifting the dragon's body as it dances.
That's a lot of lifting.
It sure is. The most robust men support the head and lead the dragon.
Sounds truly like a sight to behold.
It is, but lifting that dragon is hard work. It's a very long dragon.
And a very long day.
Actually, it's 3 days.
Oh, right.
You know, Rebecca, you don't have to wait for Mid-Autumn Festival to come around to see a fire dragon dance, or at least to see a dragon dance.
Oh, really? So they happen all year round?
Well, actually, they're kind of a special performance that a lot of foreigners or tourists like to go and enjoy.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Well, thanks for letting me know.
Yeah, you can go to the National Concert Hall or maybe the theater. Yeah, and watch one of these dragon dances.
And I guess you can too, friends. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next time, right here on
Studio Classroom.
I can tell you're very friend just at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.